we do this thing where we'll just jump on. We'll go take a look at people's social media to make sure they have stuff to promote or if there's anything particular that they're into that we're talking about. And yeah, we saw that you did a conference call with Joe Buck and John Hamm. And I only had one takeaway. Like, I was kind of skimming through it. You call John Hamm Hammer? Like, you guys are that close where you call him Hammer?
He's a pretty easygoing guy, and he's one of the boys, really. When you come to town, we'll go grab a beer after the game, and, we text. He texts the boys pretty frequently, and, yeah, he's a pretty easygoing guy, down to earth, and I guess that's we're on that level of the nickname sometimes, and it's cool, you know?
Yo, it is cool. It's very, very cool. Here's the thing, though. I think he might need you guys more than you need him, and that's a very weird relationship for a guy like John Hamm, who's like a superstar celebrity, right? Because I don't know how he would have ever gotten the hockey fan credit back after he called Alex Ovechkin Sergei Ovechkin at the NHL Awards. So is he really that big of a hockey fan if he calls him Sergei Ovechkin?
Yeah, maybe he was messing around. You know, he's in the entertainment business, so you never know. he's a passionate Blues fan, and he has been for years. And he's been pretty tight with Steiner over the years, so it wasn't just one and done there. He's pretty loyal St. Louis folk, and he always comes back to town. And it's good, I think he enjoys following us, and he had a lot of fun through the playoffs last year. I'm sure a lot of Blues fans did, and he really took it in. So it's great having him around, really.
Is that the biggest celebrity, like, on your phone when you go through your contacts? Is that the guy, like, you want to impress people? You're like, yeah, I got John Hamm here. You want to talk to him? Like, is he number one ranking on your phone contact list?
Yeah, he might be up there. It's pretty fair to say, but, I don't usually whip it out, but he's there.
See, I'm thinking there's something weird with you and celebrities, right? Like, how does this keep happening to you? Because you're also the Bieber shot challenge guy. You're going and having beers with Hammer. Like, what is it about you that seems to be, getting this attraction between celebrities?
Well, Hammer is kind of just a team-oriented guy, and he's around. And then with Biebs, I don't know. With, celebrities or very successful people, I find them interesting, and I think, they're successful for a reason. And I think just talking to them and seeing their outlook on life and, most of them are down to earth and friendly, and you can learn a lot from people, and you want to surround yourself with people who make you better, right? And it's kind of something I try to swing in there and just keep growing.
So obviously you and Bieber, you get the shootout challenge, that happens. But then you remember that he's Justin Bieber and he's on social media every day and he's got like the biggest social media following on the planet, and his favorite thing to do is show off his stick handling. And every time there's a stick handling video, you probably get tagged a billion times on every single platform, and you have to see people debate whether or not he's going to score on you. Have you felt any differently about the challenge since seeing all of his videos, all of his shots, all of his tricks, and his handles?
No, I know he's a passionate guy, and he wants to kind of master the craft and be ready for the opportunity. And yeah, he was posting a lot of stuff on social media, and I was kind of staying quiet during the year there, and I was planning to hit him back in the summer. But, now things have changed, and we'll see how it all plays out. But it's cool to see someone take on, accept the challenge and really work towards it and show his improvement. But no, my mindset hasn't changed. I'm pretty confident going into this, and, hopefully it we'll find some time in the next little bit here, or whenever this kind of goes away, hopefully, and we can get it settled.
I don't know if JD was going to be a coward in this interview or whether he was actually going to tell you his true thoughts about this, but you and Biebs have given us lots of content for the program. We should have saved it for this time. We didn't really, like, we feel bad actually talking about it when there was actual sports happening, but now that there's not, it's clearly an important part of our thought process here. But JD absolutely thought you were going to be scored on in one of the 10. But go
Can
ahead.
Can I say my theory?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I think that it's you just haven't seen a shot like his since you were probably playing in Bantam. Like, I don't know when the last time you would have faced a guy with a shot like his. And I think that there's going to be one time where he comes down and you're expecting it to be like an NHLer shot and he just throws a muffin on you and you're like, oh my God, what's happening? It's like it's going to be like an off-speed pitch. It's going to be like a changeup. You're not going to know it's going to come and it's going to trickle and it's weird. 10 breakaways is a lot. It's a lot of breakaways. What are your thoughts on that, the muffin theory?
Yeah, well, thanks for your opinion there, JD, but I don't know. We'll have to see, you know, and I'll have to prepare my own way. He's preparing like he's preparing, and,
right.
You know, leading up to the challenge, I'll find my own ways to kind of be ready for what I need to do.
Like, obviously, the charity thing's on the line. It's great, and, yeah, all the money's going to go to charity, whoever wins, but there's a lot on the line for you. It's all, like, on you, right? Like, it's not a lose-lose because money's going to charity, but yeah, you stop him. It's like, that's what you're supposed to do. He scores on you. You never live that down, right? Like, do you think there would be a game that you would play in the National Hockey League in which that's not brought up?
Yeah, maybe the boys will be saying it sarcastically, but it is what it is, and you just handle whatever comes at you, man. We can for sure handle that.
Honestly, I'm more impressed by that than – I know there was the viral video of you where you were like, do I look nervous? And you just kind of stare down that reporter,
yeah,
who probably also hasn't recovered. Like, I don't know what your guys' relationship is like in the locker room anymore, but I can't imagine he's like – he prepares his questions for you now. He's like, okay. It's like when you practice a speech in the mirror. It's like that's what he does before he comes and brings a question to you now, poor guy. But, yeah, I just – that's what I'm picturing from here on out, is that if you're willing to take on that risk – like, yeah, that's there's no greater medal here. Like, not even the Stanley Cup. It's just like, yeah, your reputation. You're just like, you're unafraid.
Yeah, it's impressive.
You gotta live kind of fearless and just be bold and have fun with it and keep, you know, as for the reporter JT, I just try to keep that guy on his toes, and I think we kind of have fun with it. So he's good about it, and he can handle it too. So I'm just. It was good. That was a big test for him, but he stayed with it.
Talking to Jordan Binnington. Yeah, I mean, you're also fearless as far as showing your dance moves off. Impressive stuff on your latest Instagram video. But, yeah, you know, when you show your home, and I've been victim of this as well, and maybe you don't realize the things that are being shown that other people pick up on, although I think you intentionally put this in the video. You had the bottle of Dom out. You don't have it chilled. It's just sitting there on the kitchen counter. Do you have a plan for that thing? Is that, like, do you always just have a bottle of Dom in the house? What's going on with the bottle of Dom?
Yeah, so every Monday, just that's how we start our days here in the quarantine. We just pop a bottle and go up from there. So, and we don't like it chilled. We like it warm.
Oh, my goodness. That can't be true.
No, it's not. We actually just bought it, and it was on the counter, and then she kind of was like, yeah, whatever, just throw it in the vid. And because you needed some time to go away from me for me to prepare for the next part of the vid, right? So,
yeah,
you know, we did what we could with what we had and just try to provide some content out there and just messing with them.
Yeah, man, and I just, you're a competitive guy. Like, that's just obvious. And where does that go when you're in quarantine? Because, yeah, so many people say, well, you know, my life hasn't changed that much. I know I work from home already. Maybe I can't see my friends. Maybe I can't go to my bar once a week, blah, 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 blah. It's like somebody like you who's always at the rink, who's always seeing teammates, who's always got a place to funnel, like, all of that competitive energy. Where does that go when you're in a quarantine, when you're in self-isolation?
Yeah, that's early on, it was kind of something that I was struggling with. And then I just started shadow boxing for an hour a day and in the mirror, and I really just blow off that steam and just kidding. But yeah, it's right. It's a fair question, and the competitive side, you miss that as an athlete. And for me, I'm still getting some workouts in, trying to do what I can, and you know, I'm trying to learn the guitar. So it's a different kind of mindset and trying to stay patient and learn new things and reading. And but yeah, I definitely miss that burst of energy and using that fire, you know. So it's just, you got to adapt and handle the situation at hand and do your part and be safe. And that's kind of where the mind's at right now.
Plus, you're trying to win social media now, right? Like, you're trying to win Instagram. That's a competition in itself. Like, are we going to see more videos from Jordan Binnington?
I don't know. I'm trying to feel it out. I try to stay off it, really. I don't have any notifications on, and I just, like, will throw up a – sometimes I get a sporadic idea, and I'm like, yeah, just throw it up, and then I'll tune off for a couple days. And but I think it's almost too much sometimes, really. I don't think it's that good for the mind, and you kind of get lost in it, and so you got to be careful with that. And but, yeah, I think it's cool. I think – it's cool to show off your personality, and there's some cool people that do it really well, and some athletes, and I'm sure you're aware of, and you know, just provide some entertainment, keep it light, and yeah, I don't really have anything else to say on that.
Well, you can't have the notifications on because, again, you're in the Bieber, you're in the Belieber thing. It's like, I can't imagine what. So first of all, there's just like a billion people essentially who are like finding out who you are for the first time because of Bieber, like people who are just not hockey fans, people from around the globe, kids. I know he skews young with a lot of his audience, or maybe he used to, and now I'm just older and I don't really know. But either way, you have to have the notifications off. But I like what you said there about being able to show off your personality, because that's kind of a thing where hockey gets criticized for it a lot, right? Is the idea that you guys go up against the NBA, and so you get compared to the NBA a lot, fairly or unfairly. And one thing that the NBA does have going for it is that, yeah, the guys are really, really unafraid to be who they are. Like, they'll just show it off. They'll show their side interests. They'll show their businesses in season. They just, like, it's very, very loose. It's really not restrictive. Hockey has had a bit more of a restrictive culture when it comes to, like, dealing with the media or showing your personality. And do you think that maybe is a byproduct of what happens here? Because, yeah, we've talked to guys and We've had a few players on during interviews. You've seen guys do more Zoom calls and Skype chats that are public. It seems like more guys are on Instagram. Do you think that maybe with some boredom and some downtime and being away from the team and the game and the facilities, that what we see is a version of it where the players do show themselves a little bit more to the fans?
Yeah, potentially. I think it's a good opportunity for some guys. You know, I saw Gallagher in Montreal. He's being pretty creative over there, and I think it's just kind of a snowball effect when people get more comfortable with it and see it's okay. And you know, obviously the priority is the on ice portion of the game. And if you can handle all of it, then, you know, take it on. But some guys do like just keeping it simple and just staying under the radar and doing their job and, you know, going and enjoying their lives on the side. So everyone's different. And, but yeah, I think it's been a good time for people to, you know, show their face online and show some creativity and kind of build off that. So hopefully we'll see more of it, and it'll keep helping grow the game.
So we haven't – you're actually the first goalie we've talked to that's still in the NHL right now. And the consensus from guys seems to be, hey, we want some regular season games to get back in shape. Hey, we want at least something. And it looks like Bill Daly's saying the same thing. So it looks like if the NHL does come back – it's not going to be like maybe some of the other leagues where guys just get thrown immediately into the playoffs. But what's the difference in terms of a goaltender and how you'll have to ramp up differently than other guys? Like, what's the process going to be like for you that maybe it isn't going to be like for a skater?
I think it's tough to say. It'd be nice if we, you know, everything's so up in the air right now. But I think once a deadline would be set, I think it's on the individual to kind of prepare the way he needs to. And then, you know, hopefully getting some on ice time and getting a decent amount of skates in to kind of get that your timing back would be important. But I think other than that, just everyone's in the same boat, right? So it's kind of going to be a little entertaining to see who can kind of persevere and come out on top, really.